Welcome to the Palatable Podcast. Enjoy the show.
What is up? Welcome to the Palatable Podcast, our third episode, April. We snuck in on the last day. By the time this is on iTunes, it probably is May. So like we said before, hopefully it ain't going to take us till May 30th to get that show in, but it did take us till April 30th. Soon, huge show this week, or this month, I should say, huge show. We're about to take the podcast live to Forest City Brewing Company, a.k.a. the home of Kyle Spires. But first, before we do that, we have a special guest with us. We are with the executive chef of Marigold Catering, Mike Smith. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
How was work today? Were you cooking today?
No. Sat in the office all day long.
Oh, very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Where exactly is your place located at?
We are on the corner of East 40th and Lakeside at 3901. Just a little bit to the east of downtown Cleveland.
All right, now, for those people, now obviously everybody knows about Marigold Catering, but let's pretend somebody doesn't. Tell us a little bit about your catering company that you work at and, you know, kind of the ins and outs of what kind of stuff you do.
We are about 16 years old, founded by Joan Rosenthal. I've been with Marigold for the last 6 years. As I said before, we're on 40th and Lakeside downtown, but we kind of cater all over Cleveland.
I've seen you guys have a lot of places you're affiliated with. I don't know what the technical term would be. I've seen like Natural History Museum and the courthouse.
We have a large array of approved venues, which basically means we're on the list of people that they let in to do work there. Basically means that we keep it clean when we're done.
Right.
but then we also have two venues that we're exclusive at, meaning that we're the only people that can be in there. One of them is the ballroom at Park Lane, which is a turn-of-the-century building that they converted into apartments and a party center downstairs. It's a beautiful...
Now, where's that at?
That is on Park Lane, actually. It's... right in University Circle, and then our other exclusive is actually also in University Circle, but on the other side, and it's the new Museum of Contemporary Art, Mocha Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. How is that? I haven't been in there yet.
It's a beautiful space.
When we go in there, I don't know if you're familiar, their day-to-day activities, is there a charge to get in there?
The first floor of the museum is free, and there is stuff to do down there. We have a little food kiosk down there. They always have a movie of some sort playing, and then the shop is also on the first floor. That's free. There is a charge to go up through the exhibitions upstairs, though.
Now, as far as your food kiosk, what kind of hours? I mean, could I just pop in there anytime and get something at the Marigold?
Yeah, if the museum's open, we're open.
Okay, now what kind of stuff could I eat there?
We're actually changing the menu on Thursday, and we're going to have fresh baked all-butter croissant sandwiches, roasted turkey, sirloin. We're going to do a baby kale salad with Pirano and grapefruit, I believe. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Now, for the novices out there, what's Pirano?
Pirano is an Italian cheese. It's very, it has a very nutty flavor to it, similar to Parmesan, a little softer.
We need Kyle here because this stuff is just going, Kyle is very into it, and it's a shame he couldn't come. But he's actually brewing, which you mentioned. We're actually going to take the show right over there tonight. We're going to be bottling and brewing ginger beer. Have you had ginger beer before?
I have had ginger beer.
What exactly is the difference between ginger beer and ginger ale? Obviously, one's a pop, but I mean...
Ginger beer is fermented, actually.
Oh, okay. So even though it's non-alcoholic, it's still fermented.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Kind of like... can't remember
what it's called. We'll grill Kyle on that later. I'm sure he... I hope he knows.
Yeah.
I hope he knows. Right now... Mike was kind enough to share some beer fresh on tap. What are we drinking?
We have a West Coast IPA from Green Flash Brewing.
Nice. There's a plug for Green Flash. Send the check to Palatable Podcast. this week we're going to play High or Low. We have the top, this is Forbes, just released the top grossing chefs from 2012. So we got a top 10 list. You can play with us.
Okay.
Let's do it. You can't do any worse than Kyle, our co-host. I don't think he's ever won a round. So You don't have to feel bad if you don't get them right, because, like I said, I don't think he's ever gotten one right. But a little bit more about Marigold. I seen you guys are the first green catering company in Ohio?
Yes.
In Cleveland?
We are the Green Restaurant Association, certifies restaurants as certified.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, I've seen that at Noodle Cat. They have like a little thing there that says
Noodle
they're
Cat
certified
and
green.
Both of Jonathan's restaurants are certified green. The Akron Museum of Art is certified, and then there's a new chain that just moved in that does a lot of green stuff. We are the only catering company to be certified green. Essentially, what it means is we comply with a whole list of things that they've asked us to do.
And that's as far as like lighting and
everything
from right?
light bulbs to the vans that we drive. You know, we have some raised bed vegetable gardens in the back. We capture all the runoff from the roof of our building to water those beds. We do everything that every scrap of waste we have in the kitchen is composted. And we've actually just this summer started to compost at all of our events as well. So we went from 5 dumpsters going into a landfill every week to 1.
Wow. So, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody, you talked about the place you're exclusive at, but you can even have events at your place, right?
Yeah.
Are you exclusive there? Do you have other caterers come into your business?
No, that's just us. That's just us.
Now, is that a newer thing or no?
Yeah, we just opened that venue last year. In May of last year is when we decided to open it up to everybody. It was just an empty room that we decided to put some lights in, and it's a pretty fantastic space. Our building is about 150 years old, so there's some really cool architecture.
Right. Now that area is at East 40th and Lakeside, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you guys do a lot of weddings, or you do a lot of corporate? Like, what kind of stuff do you cater for?
It's about half and half that we do. Corporate is, you know, it's the day-to-day stuff that we do Monday through Friday that keeps the lights on, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the weekends is when we do all of our social events, weddings, fundraisers, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, first communions, that kind of stuff. So we do, it's almost half and half, just depending on the time of year.
Right. Now, if somebody wanted to contract Marigold Catering, is the best place to get a hold of you the website, or what do you recommend?
The best way to do it is through whether it's the website or just straight email at inquiries@marigoldcatering.com.
Okay. Marigoldcatering.com.
.com, yeah.
Now, I was perusing Marigold Catering today, and I learned something new, and that is that you're from Canada.
I am.
Now, what part of Canada are you from?
I was born in Labrador, which is one of the most northern parts of Canada.
So you are right out in the sticks.
Yeah,
like you're full Canadian.
The eastern side of the Hudson Bay.
Okay.
Way, way up there with all the herds of caribou.
I was fishing up at the Hardy Bay. I don't know if that sounds familiar, but
I don't know that one.
No, not by the Hudson. How old were you when you moved to the United States?
I was 10 when we moved here. So I've been here for quite a while.
Cleveland?
But yeah.
Yeah, you don't have very little Canadian accent left, if any. When you have the nice, very in style, full grown beard, and I thought that was more of a hipster look. But then after I seen the Canadian thing, I said, well, maybe that's more of a Canadian thing. I go, maybe that's like a backwoods, his roots are coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get. Is there anything else? Oh, you know what? I also wanted to ask about Marigold Catering is I seen you guys have an outreach program, real involved with the community. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have. Since Marigold's inception, it's always been something that Joan has made a very big effort to portray all the way through the company, that we do, you know, everything from we have staff show up at Malachi downtown to feed the homeless on Christmas and Easter. We donate to countless charities throughout the city. We're doing an event for the AIDS Task Force next week. We do all over town.
And even, obviously, even just the green thing you guys have going on in general is kind of, you know, hand in hand with that, obviously, taking care of the city.
Exactly.
You know, looking out for the pollution.
Yeah.
looking out for the 5 dumpsters full that you did away with. All right. What is your favorite thing? Like, if I was sitting down with you and I said, Mike, I got to have, you know, the best wedding whatever you recommend. What would you recommend? Like, what is your dish that you would serve at a wedding? Let's say you were getting married and Marigold was doing the catering. Tell us what the spread would be.
If I were getting married, we do a fantastic mini lamb burger in a pat a shoe puff bun. It's about, you know, the size of the tip of your thumb, but it's just bursting with flavor. It's fantastic. We have a whole bunch of little past appetizer things that we do that size. That baby kale salad would probably be on the menu. And then we do a long bone venison chop with a scotch reduction on parsnip and carrot puree with roasted Brussels sprouts. That would absolutely be the entree. One of those things where it's really hard to sell to people. That's the difference with catering and restaurants, is I can't force things on people. I have to give them what they want. So if I had the choice, that's what it would be.
As opposed to a restaurant where you just force feed them whatever you want.
You just stick a menu out there, and if you don't like it, then go somewhere else.
Yeah, you can't do that with the catering.
Yeah.
If you are obviously, this is, I don't know if high-end's the word, or I don't know what the word you would use. Maybe you have a better word to describe Marigold. But if you want your wedding to be the new in thing, New Cleveland, as my man Rizzo would say, if you want your wedding to be New Cleveland or your corporate or fundraiser, and I think Marigold is obviously a no-brainer.
Yeah. We like to say that we're a boutique caterer.
Boutique.
In that we'll do whatever anybody wants, we'll do it. We always try and make sure that whatever's new and cool is what we're doing.
Yeah, that's obvious. Definitely my caterer of choice, I would think, in Cleveland. As I told you off air, hopefully we'll talk to Kyle when we get over to his house here. I think we're going to be doing our next show at Toast, which is one of Cleveland's hottest new restaurants over in Gordon Square, which is Joe Horvath and Jen Plank. Uh-oh. Mike was nice enough to turn off his phone before we started, but I didn't. So let me turn my volume off here. People are texting me about basketball. Are you much of a sports player, Mike?
Player? Absolutely not.
Watch a little bit?
Yeah.
who's your pick for the finals this year?
I have no idea. Basketball is not my thing. Football, absolutely.
I can't wait for the Buckeyes. we're rolling out a new game this week. We won't make Mike play. We'll make him play high or low, but we're not going to make him play Who Tweeted That. We're going to play Who Tweeted That, and we got three celebrity chefs, and I think this may be a monthly thing that we incorporate in the show. But this particular month, it's Bobby Flay, Michael Simon, and Anne Burrell. And I got 10 tweets here, and I'll read the tweet, and then I think Kyle and the Hungry Snowman are going to have to guess who tweeted it. But I will tease that here. I'll give us one. This is an extra one here. I wrote down 11. So let me find a good one here. Okay, here's the extra one, Mike. I'll ask you, who tweeted this? Bobby Flay, Michael Simon, Anne Burrell. There's a tiger lurking in Augusta, Georgia. If he somehow pulls this off, I'd say he's back. Who do you think tweeted that?
I gotta say Bobby.
You were right.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, maybe we should have you play. All right, we will play now. High or low. I think everybody knows how this game works. We played it a few times. There's 10 names on the list. Forbes highest grossing chefs from 2012. Number 6 is Alain Ducasse. Okay. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
You think I said
Ducasse.
That right?
I think it's Ducasse.
Ducasse.
I could be wrong, though.
French.
Yeah.
He has Mix, which is one of his biggest restaurants in the United States, was at Mandalay Bay. I've been there. Excellent place. But then he's mostly well-known in France. He's got Louis the 15th and a few other high-end restaurants. So he's at number 6 with $12 million last year. Is that how much Marigold? I was surprised I didn't see you on this list.
We're not there yet.
Getting close.
We got to open up Marigold World Headquarters first.
Okay, so number 6. So I will ask you, higher or lower than Alain Ducasse, Bobby Flay?
Higher.
Okay, and then we'll give you Mario Batali.
Higher.
And then how about Todd English? Do you know who that is?
Oof, I got to say lower.
All right, are you familiar with Todd English?
Yeah, he's got olives.
Yes, man, you were on this. We should get you on with the. We should have you on every week. He's got olives in Boston.
Yeah,
and he recently had a $25,000 Groupon. For $25,000, he would come give you a private cooking lesson.
Wow,
So I think you have to be on the list to afford that. Okay, you missed one, which isn't too bad, I guess. So we'll give you one more shot at it, okay. And then I'm not going to reveal all of the list here until we talk to Kyle on the Hungry Snowman. But again, number six, Alain Ducasse, and how about Wolfgang Puck, higher or lower?
Higher.
All right. How about Guy Thierry?
Ooh. I'm going to go with lower on Guy.
Okay. And then again, Todd English. Higher or lower?
Go higher.
It was close, but no. No. Okay, so we'll put that list away. You did a nice job. Two tries. And like I said, don't feel bad because Kyle plays every week and we give as many tries as he wants and he can't seem to get it. So, I also wanted to ask you, April 9th, I was hoping to have you on before April 9th. Obviously, that didn't pan out. April 30th it is. But you guys had a beer dinner.
We did. We did.
Now, tell us about that. How did that work?
We did a five-course dinner, each one paired with its own beer that, you know, obviously paired with the entrees.
Now, were they all from the same brewery, or did
no,
you go different?
We just did basically the beers that I like.
Okay, good. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
I went to one that Michael Simon had at Bar Simon when it was open in Avon, and I think it was like six or seven courses, and they were all left-hand.
Okay.
And I think that's in Colorado, if that sounds right to you. And they had the head brewer come out,
okay.
And he kind of gave the rundown on each beer, which was pretty cool, you know, that
went
with
it. Yeah,
it
was pretty awesome.
So what were some of the beers you had at yours?
Well, I obviously don't have Michael Simon's poll, so I wasn't able to bring any head brewers in or anything. But we did Brooklyn Brewing. Their lager was our first beer. We just paired that with some light appetizers. The next one was Unibrow Fin de Monde, which is from Quebec. Out of Montreal.
Quebec, man, that's Canadian right there. See,
that's
us Americans are called
Fin de Monde is
Quebec.
Actually the nickname of Labrador, where I'm from, which is why I chose that beer.
Right,
it's also one of my favorite beers. If you haven't tried it, get out and get a bottle. It's fantastic. We paired that with a seared scallop and grapefruit vanilla beurre blanc, which is fantastic. It was by far the best pairing of the night. We did Bell's Smitten Rye, their newest beer that they just came out with, Bell's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did, I'm trying to remember what everything we did. It was 3 weeks ago now. We did, it was another really high gravity one, and I'm drawing a blank on it now.
All right, skip it.
It was IPA. That's what it was. It was this one.
Oh. You know what IPA I'm real big on right now, and I'm partial to Great Lakes, is that Rye of the Tiger.
I haven't had that one.
Oh, you got to try it.
I keep seeing it, but I've got a Rye on, or I've got an IPA on.
You got to try it.
On
go
tap,
ahead.
So. And then we finished it off with Stone's Imperial Stout.
Yes.
Imperial Russian Stout, which is fantastic.
I'm a big fan of Stone, too.
It was fun. There was a lot of people who didn't really fully understand that you can actually pair the flavor of a beer with the flavor of a food.
Got to educate the people,
Bud Light, but it's
got to educate the people.
Yeah.
Now, if you were cooking around the house, what would you? What do you like to cook? You got kids, you got little kids, and obviously, probably a lot of people that listen to the show have little kids. I mean, obviously, there's stuff we can make other than chicken nuggets and French fries, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you like to make that's kind of out of the norm? I guess I seen you upstairs cooking turkey burgers for the kids. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the kids love, I make my own pizza dough, and the kids love it when I make. They much prefer my pizza over Donato's or whoever else you order from. But my kids actually, I have a hard time getting them to eat protein, but if I stick a plate of vegetables in front of them, they'll eat the whole thing.
They'll
no matter what it is, they'll just eat all the vegetables.
Man.
So
I guess
you got to be
a
creative with protein.
That's a good thing. You got to be creative. We had. We're going to have to check with Kyle. He's really slacking on the blog. We have a recipe blog on our website, on Paddle Podcast. And every month we post a recipe that we like to cook at our home. So maybe we're up to 20 minutes already. We're going to run the show over. But maybe off the air we can talk about maybe some kind of recipe that you like to make at your home that we could put on the blog.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. But I think we covered anything. Is there anything we forgot about Marigold? you've been cooking for a long time. Anywhere exciting before Marigold? McDonald's? Where were you cooking?
Yeah. My first job ever was at Bob Evans. Joan, the owner of Marigold, hates it when I talk about that.
She's like, don't say that.
Yeah. I was a busboy at Bob Evans when I was 15, and then washed dishes, and someone didn't show up. They must have gotten arrested or something, and we needed a line cook, so I hopped on the line, and that was history.
It's downhill from there.
But I worked at a little place in Ohio City called OPA, and then I worked at the Metropolitan Cafe downtown.
Cool. Yeah, I've been to the Metropolitan. It's closed now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Bar Louie now.
Bar Louie. Yeah. All right, sounds exciting. Well, listen, we're very, very appreciative of you coming on the show. And hopefully maybe in the future we could have you on again.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to pause the show and we're going to pack it up, put in the Ford Focus and drive the microphones over to Kyle's house. All right, we'll talk to you then. All right, we are now officially live at FC Soda World Headquarters. What's up, Kyle?
Just brewing some ginger beer.
How long is it going to take for that batch to be done?
It will probably be done in about 5 hours.
Now, I see you got another big jug over there. Is that garlic floating in it?
Yeah, that's garlic beer vinegar.
Garlic beer vinegar. Tell us about that process.
I bought a vinegar mother, and the mother feeds off the alcohol. So Chef Sawyer, when he first released Tavern Vinegar, he had a garlic beer vinegar that sold out, and I couldn't find any more, so I just made my own. So he used Bush Light and Thaxton's organic garlic in his vinegar. So I'm using Coors Light and garlic. So it's garlic and the silver bullet. So it's good for werewolves and vampires.
Sounds good. I like it. I like it. You missed Executive Chef Mike Smith. Man, he really lit up the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it. I was tied up and I can't wait to
hear
it.
Make itself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We played High Low. This Forbes released their highest paid chefs from 2012.
Okay.
Would you like to guess who was the highest paid chef?
Highest paid chef in the world?
Yes, 2012. Forbes.
Is it a celebrity chef?
I'm not going to give it a... I'll give you one guess because we're going to play the game, so I don't want to...
Because there's so many chefs now that are like celebrity chefs that got other stuff going, endorsements and whatnot.
Right. I would assume this counts everything. This is just straight, what do you turned into the government?
Yeah. I'm going to go with... Well, I'll just go Bobby Flay, huh?
All right, it was not Bobby Flay. And I can't say who it is because I don't want to ruin the game. We'll play here shortly.
Okay.
But I also wanted to ask you, I was reading Bon Appetit magazine. Bon Appetit.
Mm-hmm.
You ever read that before?
Yeah. It's a good magazine.
Why are you laughing?
It's good.
All right. They had the top 10 hotels to stay at if food is on your agenda.
All right.
So when you book a hotel, do you take food into consideration?
Yeah, Howard Johnson. Sunday buffet.
Okay, well, I noticed one of the ones, number one, Blackberry Farms.
I've heard of that. That's in, is that Tennessee?
Yeah, Wallen, Tennessee.
Yeah, because they've got a fly fishing deal there, too.
Man, these hotels on here look unbelievable. I'll quickly read them down. Number two, Ace Hotels, which is New York or Palm Springs.
Okay.
Number three is, if I can find it here, the Willows End, Washington.
Is that Seattle?
Lumney Island.
Huh.
I think it's literally on an island. Number four, Dutton Hot Springs, Colorado. Number five is, they make these hard to find in here. Nebo Lodge. You been to any of these yet?
No.
I'm getting one I know you've been at. I'm going to ask you about it.
I'm going to nail it.
All right, six, Los Poblanos, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eight, we're just going to skip. I can't find half these. Eight, 21st Century Museum Hotel. That one looks awesome, and it's in Louisville. Like, we should go there.
Kentucky? Yeah. Go down there and do the Bourbon Trail?
Yeah, we should go there. Number nine, Manka's and Vernis Lodge. All right, and number 10, skipping through here, the one I want to get to. Longman and Eagle.
Nailed it. Yeah, I've been there.
They only have, like, six rooms. Does that sound right?
Six rooms. Yeah, there's I mean, the rooms are literally like 100 square feet. The toilets are in the same area that you take a shower, and it's like all separated by glass, and it's just room for a bed. But that's a whiskey bar. The best thing about staying there, they give you tokens for whiskey pours in the bar. So if you stay there, you get two tokens.
Cool.
And they've got like 180 kinds of whiskey. But the food there, those are the best sweetbreads I've ever had in my life. They had buffalo sweetbreads.
The other cool thing I like about it is, I know you and Hungry Snowman were there, is it's right outside of Chicago, so there's obviously plenty to do. You have the whole city of Chicago, yeah. And the train's right there. If you've ever been to Chicago and you get the bus train pass, I mean, you can fly around that town anywhere, anytime.
There's a blue line stop right outside.
That's what I'm saying. It's
right outside Longman and Eagle. You're two stops past Wicker Park, which has a ton of restaurants.
Right.
Chicago is my favorite city, hands down.
Yeah.
Like, best food city I've ever been to.
Yeah, I've been there 3 or 4 times. I love to eat there.
Yeah,
all kinds of good stuff.
It's nice and close to Cleveland, too. So you can do a weekend trip.
Yeah, Megabus. 5 hours on the Megabus.
Yeah.
Get your $5 passes.
Or 9 hours.
Right,
if
or
it breaks
9 hours.
Down.
Get your $5 Megabus passes. All right, well, I'll ask you here, since I talked to you about it. Number 6 on this top 10 list is Alain Ducasse. He made $12 million last year.
A chef?
Yeah, are you familiar with him?
No.
He has Mix at Mandalay Bay and then a bunch of restaurants in France.
Okay.
So he's number 6. So I'll ask you, higher or lower than Alain Ducasse, Bobby Flay?
Higher.
Guy Fieri?
Lower.
Todd English?
Lower.
Okay, I'll give you one more try. You ready?
All right, yep.
Number 6, Alain Ducasse at $12 million. Higher or lower, Rachael Ray?
Higher, yeah.
Higher or lower, Gordon Ramsay?
Higher.
Higher or lower, Bobby Flay?
Higher.
Really? Good try.
Well, they're all on TV, like, all the time. How are they not at $12
million? You ready?
Yeah.
Number 10, $8 million, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, you remember he got his yellow Lamborghini stolen?
Did he?
Yeah, he had a bright yellow Lamborghini.
In one of the dives? Was it outside of a dive?
Yeah, that Camaro.
Number 9, $9 million, Bobby Flay.
Really?
Number 8, $10 million, Nobu Matsuasi.
Yeah, I've been to his restaurant in New York, Nobu. Actually, next door, Nobu. It was good.
Number 7, $11 million, the chef at Olives, Todd English. Number 6, Alain Ducasse. Number 5, at $13 million, Mario Batali. Number 4, Paula Deen.
Yeah,
number 3, $20 million.
Butter Fortune.
Wolfgang Puck.
Well, he's got the places in all those airports.
And then $25 million, Rachael Ray. And then he's doubling up almost everybody on the list. $38 million, Gordon Ramsay.
Wow.
Now, I've never seen Gordon Ramsay's show, but I've seen pictures, like, on Instagram from Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I'm guessing just by seeing the pictures, this guy's very derogative, like, to the people, like, really insults them maybe on the shows.
Yeah, he
because it says
back.
I've seen clips like, you know, this chicken is so undercooked that a skilled veterinarian could save it. Well, another one I've seen is like, this beef is so undercooked it started eating the salad.
Yeah,
I've seen those clips.
Yeah, he's on a popular YouTube clip that's trending, and like, a lady who runs a restaurant didn't know what soup du jour means. She didn't know that it was like a new soup every day. She just thought, like, oh, I've got tomato soup every day, so that's the soup du jour.
Right. Because
we're having tomato soup today. And he was cracking up. It was funny.
So Gordon Ramsay, $38 million.
Yeah, because he's got, he has shows on BBC and here in America, and he's got a bunch of restaurants, too. So,
Since we last did the show, I seen you at Instagram, you were at Toast for their opening dinner. Tell us about that.
I was there. Jen invited us for the friends and family thing. So it was like a before the soft opening even. It was awesome. The toast is all served. All their food is family style.
Oh, okay.
So it's meant to share. It's like, you know, you go and hang out. You know, it's more like an event. You spend some time there, have some drinks. Their drinks are amazing. They make all their own bitters in-house. I make all their soda. But I went for dinner on Saturday, too. And I had...
It's ginger beer.
Before they changed all their...
Dayton wants something to drink. I said he could have some ginger beer.
Before they changed the menu, I had like almost everything on the menu.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
In one night?
Saturday. Yeah, I went with my in-laws. Just me and my in-laws. My wife was out of town. And so we sat at the bar. We got there early, and we had a lot of food.
Wow.
It was good.
Good, good.
I had their head cheese. So they slow roast a pig head, but then they pull it apart and serve it on a little piece of puff pastry with like a light gravy and vegetables. And it's like the best pot pie you've ever had. It's delicious. Their pickle plate is awesome. It's got seasonal vegetables pickled. They had beet pickled eggs. Beet pickled deviled eggs that were crazy good.
Are they pink?
They're purple. and all the eggs they brought out were double yolkers, which was really cool.
I wonder can you buy them like that, I guess?
I don't know.
Obviously, I would think you could. Otherwise, you have to crack a boatload to find them.
What else did we have? So that's like the firsts.
We're going to have to get a Hungry Snowman on that.
I know. Do a blog post. The seconds, we had the charcuterie board, had the cheese plate, and the vichyssoise, which is like a creamy soup with leeks and garlic.
And that's a cold soup, right?
No, it's hot.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's delicious.
What is that?
Vichyssoise.
Vichyssoise.
V-I-C-H-Y-S-O-I-S-S-E.
And what does that stand for?
It's just probably a French term for whatever that soup is. What else did we have? Both my in-laws got the chicken roulade, which we had at the family dinner. And the chicken roulade has like chicken liver and an amazing pan sauce that is just crazy good. And I had Saturday, I had beef en croûte, which is almost like a beef Wellington. It baked in brioche, and it was super, super good. Their drinks are awesome. Kevin Wildermuth, the bar manager from Greenhouse, moved over to Toast. So Jen and Joe and Kevin are all from Greenhouse, like legacy Greenhouse employees, sweet chefs. So it's super cool. It's in an old bakery, like what used to be a retail bakery and house that this family used to, its second generation, ran a bakery out of. So you can sit down in the old retail spot that's on a lower level, but then on the next level up, you can see where the family used to live. The bar is where the old bakery used to be, like the kitchen for the bakery.
Right.
And then the kitchen for the restaurant is actually a tiny little room, like behind the bar. And so there's literally just enough room for Jen and Joe in there.
Wow.
And so, but what's really cool, there are no sous chefs. So
it's
Jen,
just the two of them.
Jen and Joe touch everything. And so it's like everything's perfected.
I bet.
Nothing goes out of the kitchen without the chef doing it.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to get down there. There's a chance we might be doing the next show from there, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. They're really excited to be on the show, so we're looking forward to it.
We got kids storming the house. No, I'll call you in when we're going to use you on the podcast, okay? We won't. I promise the show won't finish without you getting on. Do we have a finished shot there when he opened the door? I think
I think so.
We were talking about maybe doing the show. Okay, next show. So this is the April show. We snuck it in. Actually, by the time you hear this, it's probably going to be May. You posted a recipe on the blog today. Finally, what is that?
I'll be the sweetbreads, and I'll do the tapenade stuffed lamb shoulder.
He's getting crazy too now.
Yeah.
We had some technical difficulties, but thankfully our IT department is here at FC World headquarters, so we got that taken care of. Okay, I got another game I want to play. we'll decide which one we like better from here on out, whether we're going to play high-low or who tweeted that. Okay, so this game has three celebrity chefs. It's Bobby Flay, Ann Burrell, Michael Simon.
Okay.
And it could be different every show, but that's just the three I picked this time. I got 10 tweets. I think we've played this. You may have played this before on my old podcast.
Yeah, on the Snowman Report.
Right. 10 tweets. You got to tell me which one of those three tweeted it. So it's Ann Burrell, Bobby Flay, Michael Simon.
Okay.
Should we get Hungry Snowman on the phone for this? Let's
Why
do
not?
It. Let's call him up. Hungry Snowman.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We're going to play Who Tweeted That? Have you ever played that before?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
Okay, I got three tweeters. Ann Burrell, Bobby Flay, Michael Simon.
Okay.
All right, the first tweet. The sound of the ticket machine going and going and going is the noise that chefs hear in their nightmares. Who do you want, Kyle?
Flay.
Do you have a pen over there, Kyle?
Yeah.
And who do you want, Hungry Snowman?
You want me to say how? You want to wait to Kyle? It's Ann Burrell. Chef's
one. Okay.
You said there, Chef's one. I'm almost positive it's Ann Burrell.
All right, that was Ann Burrell. So Hungry Snowman's up one. Kyle has zero. Okay? What else is new, right?
Right. Loser by trade.
I'm so happy that my job is not to engineer in charge of power at the Superdome. I think that's a Super Bowl tweet.
Hey, let's go
with
Bobby.
Okay, and Kyle?
Simon.
All right, Hungry Snowman's up 2-0.
Man, I suck at this game.
My first lap, 27 seconds at NASCAR. Good coaching by Kyle Busch. So who is in the NASCAR doing laps? Kyle.
Simon.
Hungry Snowman.
I have it. Boy.
All right, 2-1. Kyle got one.
Woohoo!
I'm cheering for the old chubby guy. Hey, I resemble that comment. Hashtag Masters. Hungry Snowman, who do you got?
It's gotta be Simon, I think.
I say Ann Burrell.
It's Simon, 3-1.
Oh, you say Ann Burrell's not an old chubby guy?
I guess. really? Michael Jackson riding a mechanical bull? Only in Vegas. Who do you got, Hungry Snowman?
Since he's in Vegas a lot of his restaurants.
Who?
I say Bobby Flay.
He says Flay. I say Flay, too.
3-1, Ann Burrell.
Wow.
I feel like having a bourbon and it's only Monday at noon. This could be a long week.
That guy is not the beat, but...
Flay.
3-2, it was Flay. Kyle's closing the gap.
Coming back strong.
Coming back strong. So I was just riding my bike down Bleecker Street, and I heard someone say, there's that crazy celebrity chef.
Simon.
Who's getting heckled as the crazy celebrity chef? Who do you want, Hungry Snowman?
Simon.
You're the emperor.
All right, Joseph's back up 4-2.
Man, come on.
All right, once you are past 40, you should never walk past the mirror naked, especially in daylight after ice cream.
Ann Burrell.
Hungry Snowman? Hungry Snowman. We lost him.
Oh.
Are you there? He's gone. All right, you lost that one anyways. We'll call him back. All right, I think we officially lost them, but if it makes you feel any better, you couldn't have came back even if you got the last two right. So
yeah, I was out.
He beat you.
I lose by default. Dormy.
If it makes you feel any better, Mike Smith took two cracks at the Forbes money list and didn't get it either. So
really? That's good. I don't feel so bad. I can't believe Ramsey, $38 million. That's crazy.
I was at Heinen's the other day, and they have ramps.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw... Chef's Widow tweeted that, Instagram that.
Yep, so I had to run up and buy some. they're free in the backyard.
Yeah.
A couple good friends of mine have them in their backyard, so can't beat that. Here's Hungry Snowman. We'll tell him what happened. Joe, you there? Hang on. I got to put you on speaker here. Where are you at? What cave are you calling from?
Target.
Target.
The Target cave.
I was in the front, too. It didn't matter. Stronghold. I just walked out.
Oh, he's outside now. The stuff he does for the show.
Yeah.
Well, we just ended the game, and you were had such a big lead, Kyle couldn't catch you anyways.
We got to mention that B-Spot called him out.
B-Spot, today. But yeah, I was on Instagram where Kyle pointed out to me that on Instagram, they're hashtagging Hungry Snowman now, B-Spot is.
Yeah,
what's up with that? Since when have you become so tight with Michael Simon?
They just need my support out there. They need me to help support that happy hour. I mean, where else can you get, like, two burgers, a milkshake, and everything for, like, $10?
Right. I know. I went there tonight. $5 burger and beers are $3. That's
and
crazy.
Brats
are $2.
And a bologna are $2.
Right. Brats are $2. That's crazy. I seen you up there. How come you didn't call me?
I didn't know where you were going. I had that Instagram first that I was going.
All right, are you putting up... I didn't see it. Are you putting up a new blog restaurant?
Yeah, this coming up Friday, 2 days from now, or one day whenever this goes live, I'm going to be doing a blog about Wea Tea, a restaurant over in Oberlin, right next to the college. It's a pretty nice little place. Really, really... The presentation is unbelievable. I've been there once. I'm going to give it a second shot and make sure everything's still good, and then I'll get all the details up on the blog all about it.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to shopping, and we'll tell everybody to check out the best blog in Cleveland. That's at powdlepodcast.com. Look up The Hungry Snowman.
All right.
Talk to you. You been to that restaurant, Kyle?
Wea Tea?
Yeah.
No.
I saw, check it out.
Yeah, pictures Joe put up. That they're like very into the presentation of the food. It looks amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, check that out. As of Friday night, he's going to go there and have the new blog post up on palatablepodcast.com. And you can get us on Instagram at palatable_podcast.
Right.
And you can see pictures. We just put up pictures of ginger beer here brewing. On the how big is that pot? How many gallons?
15 gallons. I'm brewing.
15 gallons.
Yeah, 10 gallons of ginger beer. So it'll be like 110 bottles of ginger beer.
Very exciting. Where are you taking it to?
Toast and Greenhouse. I'm brewing for Greenhouse again.
So when you go down to those restaurants, you can ask for an FC soda?
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. Toast has all four. They've got cola, cream soda, root beer, and the ginger beer. But they're using ginger beer in a lot of mixed drinks, too.
Yeah, Moscow Mules.
Yeah.
What else can you make besides Moscow Mules?
With ginger beer?
Yeah.
A dark and stormy.
And how do you make that?
Ginger beer and dark rum.
Wow.
Just over top and lime. It's a killer.
Dark and stormy.
Real good. I'll have to introduce you before you leave.
Michael Smith was kind enough to, he's got two kegs on tap, or I think maybe three at his house.
Really?
So we were drinking some pretty good IPA at his place. What else do I want to get to? Kyle, was there something we're missing?
I don't know. I'm trying to think what's happened since the last show. We talked about Toast. I think the James Beard Awards
coming
are
out.
Coming up soon. So that'll be cool. Simon's in the running for Best in the Great Lakes Area.
So is Sawyer, I think.
I meant Sawyer, Simon.
Simon, yeah.
Where else have I eaten?
We just came from B-Spot. New Jack City guacamole burger, $5.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. Sierra Nevada, Rye the Tiger, they get on tap for $3.
Really?
Yeah, everything
they
on
have
tap
Rye
is
the Tiger there?
Yeah.
I need to take my keg. I've got an empty keg of Christmas ale I need to take back to Great Lakes.
Get Rye the Tiger.
I should.
That stuff is really good. Have you had it?
No.
Oh, it's right up there with Commodore.
Really?
Yep.
See, I don't like Commodore Perry that much.
Oh, man.
That's like sacrilege. There's a new brew shop in Tremont called the Cleveland Brew Shop.
Yeah, there's another brewery, Portside, in Cleveland.
I haven't seen that.
I've seen somebody Instagram a picture of it. We got to do some research. Portside.
Yeah.
Have you had the new Cleveland Bourbon?
No, I haven't.
Mike LaBella had a bottle. Let me try some.
Yeah.
But supposedly that's that new patent. They're actually like compressing. I don't know if that's the word they're using.
They like force it through the barrel so it
ages faster.
Right. That's cheating. But hey, it's cool.
whatever it takes.
Cleveland bourbon, right?
All right, as we promised, we have our local short man chef, and we're going to put him on the mic here. All right, we got Landon. Landon, how's it going?
Good.
You just had the FC Ripier. How was it?
Good.
All right, now what did you have at B-Spot?
Hamburgers.
Okay, they gave you something for dessert?
Yes.
What was it?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes. So for $5, you get two mini burgers, French fries, a drink, and a cupcake for kids. Was it all good?
Yes.
Who did you see up there at B-Spot?
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey. He's famous. B-Spot was sending out pictures of him today, or mentioned him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to eat?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. What else do you like to eat besides hamburgers?
French fries.
All right. Now, what's your favorite restaurant? Tell all the other kids out there where they should go to eat at.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah. Where does mom work at?
Taqueria.
Taqueria. How are the tacos there?
Good.
Are they better than Taco Bell?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Give Kyle the mic back. You ever been to Taqueria, Kyle?
No. We got to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good. $3 margaritas on Wednesday night.
Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yeah. They're closed on Sundays, though.
Go figure.
No liquor in Olmsted Falls.
What's that?
I said no liquor. Wow, the kids have taken over. No liquor on Sunday.
Oh.
So, Olmsted Falls. All right, we're going to sign off. It's just me and Kyle here at the World Headquarters, and we got three kids under the age of four. So, it's amazing that we've gone this long.
I know. We tried to keep them outside, leashed up as long as we could.
Now motorcycles are racing by. I mean, this is a podcaster's dream.
That's right.
All right, catch us on the next show. Obviously, if you're listening, you figured out how to download us. We're on iTunes, paddlepodcast.com. Tell your friends. Until then, stay hungry.